Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome. It is indeed the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money info every day, right here, right now, and right on your radio and television nationwide and coast to coast. If you have a pressing money-type question, best way to get a hold of me right now is email, raylucia.com. Just go raylucia.com, then click on the Ask Ray button. And I'll get right to you. In fact, if you email me during the course of this show, I will do it first.
My wife may, because she's a school teacher.
Some very, very interesting topics. Some we've talked about before. In fact, most of them we talk about all the time. But I've got some interesting twists on managing sequence of returns. Very, very important in your overall financial plan. And speaking of financial plan and financial planning, the difference between investment management and financial advice. So many financial planners and stockbrokers and so forth fashion themselves as both a planner and a money manager. And in all of the years that I've been doing this, I have yet to find anyone that's good at both of them. I mean, they are literally two full-time jobs. And when I was in the money management business myself, what I found was I needed to hire people to do one or the other. I tended
to... So if you missed this one, they were kind enough to repeat it. Not in exactly the same path.
No.
But you know, someplace. So that's good news for you folks. So set your calendars for 2024, I do believe. All right. Is that enough of that? Eclipse. By the way, they tell you. Here's what the eclipse advice experts say.
Don't look directly at it.
Do not look directly at it. Avert your eyes, or better yet, turn the other way completely. Turn around to avoid potentially life-altering damage, which is, interestingly, they gave us that same advice regarding the movie Zoolander 2. Pause for laughter.
Yeah, we're waiting for it still.
We need a laugh track on this show.
I didn't see either one of those, thankfully.
Zoolander 2 or The Eclipse.
Or the Zoolander.
Oh, okay, all right. It was just a line. It was just something stupid. Okay,
What was the last celestial event that was big that you saw or that we...
I saw the sun rise this morning, but, you know, I'm kind of used to that.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking of, you know, I remember seeing Halley's Comet way back when in the 80s.
I saw the Hale-Bopp Comet, which was, 86, I think, was Halley's Comet.
Oh, that's Halley. Hale-Bopp, yeah, the unfortunate aftermath of that.
Yeah, but we saw that. I actually could see that in my weird telescope that I had. What else is there, though? You know, eclipses happen about once a year. Total eclipses happen about once a year, but most of them are over water or some remote island somewhere, and you miss it. This is the first one to cut across the United States in 99 years.
I've got relatives that are in the direct path of it that are, you know, invited us up. One is in the Idaho area. They have land on the Snake River, and they've got this big party going on out there right now.
Of course.
Another one's on the Oregon coast, and they don't have a party going on because they own a restaurant, and they're just trying to, you know, do whatever it takes to help everybody that wants food.
Well, our family farm in Auburn, Nebraska is right in the path, so that's nice. And yeah. Some relatives in St. Joe. Anyway, I know most people are probably, you know, out there looking at it. And so are they watching and listening to this show? I don't know. But we're here for you. We're here to answer your money questions, and that's what we do on this show almost all the time. Although I got to tell you, this should be a holiday. They should have just
Eclipse Day?
Declared this. Right. I mean, yesterday was Sunday. This should be Sunday with a lowercase s, because this is the day of the sun.
And they're expecting loss of productivity with American workers greater than the day after the Super Bowl.
Well, it was like $700 million or something.
Yeah,
but some of that was being made up by people traveling to the swath, as they say, to watch it. So I don't know. I mean, how productive have we been? We're into this show like, you know,
five, 6 minutes,
and we've talked about nothing but the eclipse. So anyway.
Well, we've got to come back to the economics of going to see it, how much you lost in wages, what you had to pay for parking, and, you know, all
well,
the
for
other.
For me, it's just nice to be able to talk about, I mean, we talk about money anyway, but just get rid of politics and all this stuff going on in the news, Barcelona and Jerry Lewis and all this bad stuff that's been going on over the last few weeks. So it's just, you know, some kind of common thread that we have. How's that? Anyway, all right. Hey, welcome to the program, folks.
The Strategy Investing Program.
That's right, and we have an actual topic. Well, by the way, I should give you the phone numbers. If you want to call, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. You can also email us. Our website is always open, wealthed.com. WealthEd.com. We will get to some emails in just a little bit. Now, we had a scheduled topic, and we're going to get into it here in just a little bit, Professor Plum. But it has to do with retiring early. And by early, I'm not talking about, you know, 63 as opposed to 65. Although there could be a case made that that's also an early retirement, because I think any time you leave work before, say, Medicare age, you may have some other challenges. Not everybody, but you may have some other challenges. But what we're talking about is retiring early. I would suggest early is 55-ish, maybe between 50 and 55. Anytime, I would say, maybe in your 50s, where you have to plan longer for a longer retirement, which means that your money has to last longer than maybe you'd originally planned it to. Do you agree?
Well, retiring early is not easy. You have a shorter funding period. You have a potentially longer payout period. You have to deal with health insurance, where at 65, in some cases, you don't have as much to deal with health insurance.
Right.
So it's a little more difficult. And it's your healthiest. You have time to fill. Years ago, when I was a young adult, met a gentleman who was a couple years older than me. We were water skiing with a group of people, and I asked, we were sitting on the, you know, on the beach waiting for our turn. I asked him what he did. He said he was basically retired. He was like 30 years old. I was 22. He was 30. And he was he had been a professional sports athlete, and he had retired because he had enough money to retire, and his sport was pretty, you know,
yeah,
you know, hard on his body. But his biggest issue is finding something meaningful to do every day.
Well, and that's the other part of the equation. Now, we're going to get into this maybe here at the bottom of the hour, but just some things to think about when you are retiring early, and stuff that we're going to address a little bit. I mentioned health care. You have that. Setting up your financial life, of course, you certainly have that. You've got the issue in some cases of where to live. Some people have that. And then the other issue is this. You know, you have to live off of something. You have the question of whether or not you should do something called a 72T election.
Well, how to, you know,
how
a lot of people, the majority
money.
Of our money is in our IRAs. How do we
right.
get it out before 59 and a half?
Exactly. So the question might be, well, how do you get to some of that money, maybe out of your 401k or out of your IRA or whatever it is? What do you do? Also, what about your retirement plan at work? Maybe you had a retirement plan at work. And what are you supposed to do with it? Do you let it sit there? Do you move it? Do you roll over your 401k funds into an IRA? What do you do? And then the other question is that I think retirees have, whether regardless of what age you start at, but maybe it's even more important for somebody who's retired early, should you live off of your personal money first? That's just a question that comes up. So anyway, we'll get to that and other stuff. Again, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We're going to get to an email coming up here in just a little bit. I wanted to give you a couple of early in the week research from BTN. We are, let's see, is this the final 4 months of the year? Yes, we are in the final 4 months of the year.
Almost.
Oh, yeah, we're not quite there, yes. Well, it's approaching. Well, the highest closing value during the year for the S&P 500 has occurred in the final 4 months of the year in 11 of the last 14 calendar years. Now, are we projecting statistics from history going forward? No, we're not doing that. It's simply for entertainment purposes only. But the highest closing value during the year for the S&P 500 has occurred in the final 4 months of the year, 11 of the last 14 calendar years. Now, the high, I haven't checked to see when we reached the high this year.
It was a couple weeks ago.
Was it that soon?
I have to go back and check.
It might have been while we were gone.
Yeah, I think it was.
While we were on vacation. A lot of things happened while we were on vacation. Anyway, it's interesting. So just keep that in the back of your head and don't do anything about it. All right? Like I said, it's purely for entertainment purposes only. Don't act accordingly. Okay, we're going to come back. We got some emails to get to, your phone calls as well. 877-PLANNER. We're going to step outside and just take a look at the sky and not look directly at it and report fully when we come back. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, Bucket Strategy Investing continues.
Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a bucket strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to luciacap.com, luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Lucia Capital Group asked what you feel are your greatest financial fears.
I'm worried about outliving our money.
Another market crash.
Taxes in our retirement.
While we may share concerns about saving, investing, and retiring, we each have a unique financial fingerprint and our own individual concerns.
We always worry about the national economy.
Inflation, healthcare costs.
Because every investor has their own challenges, Lucia Capital Group customizes a strategy for each client that addresses their specific goals and needs. At Lucia Capital Group, we understand fears of outliving your money, market volatility, and inflation. Learn how a bucket strategy can be designed to help address your concerns. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
You see anything outside? You all right?
I'm still worried until I got my eyes closed.
Oh, you got your eyes? You can open your eyes now.
Well, it was not fair. You wouldn't let me use that box thingy that you made.
Well, because you should have brought your own, man. You know?
What kind of friends are these?
Yeah, well, you know what? It's because you didn't let me ride your bike last week. So, you know,
last time you gave it a flat and I haven't fixed it yet.
We've got like 2 minutes. Yeah, how long do you have to go out and do that? Well, part of the problem is it's hard to see because the sun seemed a lot dimmer at the time. What am I supposed to do? Actually, it is kind of cool. In fact, I think right now, I think, is when it's like...
At its peak for us.
Right, so certain sections of the country are in total darkness right now, if you're watching and listening live, of course. If you're watching and listening at night, what happened to the... Yeah, it's out. If you're watching and listening at night, the entire country is covered in darkness. How about that?
It's kind of hard to see a solar eclipse at night, isn't it?
It's very difficult to see a solar eclipse at night. Or if there's a full moon going on at the same time.
I remember the last lunar eclipse. It was neat. We stayed up.
Those are really pretty cool, too, because you can look at those.
And you can just watch them progress across?
Yes, that's where
the Earth is in its path.
Yeah, you can do that. In fact, I think it was like a year ago,
It wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't, and turned nice orange. And the cool thing is, if you're tall enough, you can stand on something high and make shadow puppets on the moon with your hand, you see? I'm full of energy and verve here today with this eclipse. I don't know what it is. All right, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. If there's a bad solar eclipse joke, I haven't heard it. All right.
But you probably will if he's going to say them all.
Now. Okay, let's get to an email or two. Erwin in Temple Terrace, Florida says, I currently have a variable rate annuity. I'm considering converting it into a Roth. I plan on turning in the income stream when I'm 62. Right now I'm 55. At that time, I'll be paid $55,000 a year from this income stream. If I convert it to a Roth, I'll have to pay tax on the current market value of about $650,000. He suggests it's about a $250,000 tax hit if he converts to a Roth. But the annual $55,000 will then be tax-free. My initial investment was $500,000. I've had the annuity since December 2011. What is your opinion on whether I should convert? Thank you very much for your time.
Well, my guess is that the initial estimate of taxes is low. With $650,000 of value being converted across, you're going to be in a fairly high tax bracket. Luckily, you're in a state that doesn't have a tax, but you're going to have a lot of that at the 39, some of it at least, at the 39.6, 40% tax break. So is it worth it? Now, the one thing you haven't said is what's your income going to look like in retirement. You're 55 now. You're going to turn it on at 65 sometime down the line, 62, 65 down the line. What's your income going to look like at that point? Are you going to be in a 40% income tax bracket when you retire? Are you going to be in a 25% income tax bracket when you retire? Is it worth paying $250,000, $300,000 today to get that $55,000 tax rate? Now, remember also that $55,000 is not a rate of return. It's just your money coming back to you for the most part. So is it worth it? My guess is no. I would say it's probably not going to be worth it. Now, that has a lot to do with my assumption that you're not going to be in a 39.6 tax bracket when you ultimately retire. I may be wrong on that assumption. If you're going to be in a 39.6% tax bracket in retirement, then it could make some sense. But unless you are, it's going to be very, very expensive money to convert across. Plus, do you have the $250,000, $300,000 somewhere else to write the check to Uncle Sam when you file your tax return for this year when you do the conversion?
Yeah, you know, Professor, even if he lived a really long time, it would still be difficult to justify paying. I mean, gosh, if you're talking about $250,000 to $300,000, I mean, that's about half the value. Now, sure, $55,000...
35 to 40% of it is going to go away to taxes.
Yeah, so $55,000 a year tax-free sounds pretty good, but at what cost did that tax-free get you?
We're looking at also is let's assume that when you retire, you're in the 25% income tax bracket. Let's make enough numbers here for you. The tax on that $55,000 would be a little bit shy of $14,000.
Each year.
$14,000 a year for the rest of your life. However, if I don't do the conversion, I still have $300,000 sitting in my personal account that I can take $14,000 out of for a long time. A really, 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 really long time to pay the taxes on that $55,000.
Almost 30 years.
And end up with money left over. So it's not just about the fact that it's tax-free. At what cost is it tax-free? And doing $650,000 is an extreme cost.
Yeah.
Now again, maybe you do have a 39.6 bracket going forward, and maybe you believe that your tax bracket making $400,000 or $500,000 or more in the future is going to come down. Ha! It's not.
Well, even if it doesn't, I mean, if you're in the same bracket now, does it still make any sense?
I don't think it makes a whole lot of sense. I mean, it's very difficult to recover that $250,000, $300,000 of taxes that you're putting out today. That money can be invested. It can be used to pay the taxes for a long time and still have something left over to be able to provide for your heirs at that point, if that's the issue. I don't see the numbers working out unless you, and maybe you believe that taxes are going up in the future for somebody who's currently in the 39.6. Maybe you think it's going to go up to the, you know, and you're going to be in the 39.6 bracket when you ultimately retire. And you thinking taxes are going to be higher than, that would be the reason to do it.
The initial investment in this, Professor Plum, was $500,000. He's going to have to pay taxes on the entire amount.
The $650,000. Now, we are assuming that this annuity is inside of an IRA already.
That's what my question was, because he's estimating it's a $250,000 tax hit, which tells me that it was in some kind of an IRA.
I'm guessing, yes.
Now, if not...
Well, if not, you can't do it. If it's not in an IRA already, if it's just an annuity that you purchased with your own personal money, yeah, that's not going to happen. You're not going to convert that. But the fact that you think that all of it's going to be taxable, which it sounds like you think that
right.
is true, and it is true, and that tells me it's probably an IRA to begin with.
Yeah, so keep in mind, when you do Roth conversions, I think we talked about this last week. Did we not? Did we cover Roth conversions? We talked about Roths last week. I think we did. Whatever you convert from pre-tax into post-tax means, of course, that you're going to have to pay taxes on that in that year that you do it. And so even if you're bopping along in the 15% tax bracket and you try to convert $650,000 for that year, that's going to put you in the 39.6% tax bracket. Now, as you said, he's not in a state that will tax that, but some people are, which could mean upwards of 50% of the entire thing could wind up being taxed. Much better to pay the taxes as you go along and stay in the lower bracket
What'd you say? $55,000 will cost him about $14,000 in the 25% tax
bracket?
Give or take,
yeah. If he stays in the state that he lives in.
Yeah, and the income doesn't change. So, okay, taking a break. We're also going to talk a little bit about retiring early. This could be an interesting topic, too. If you're thinking about retiring early, maybe in your 50s, what do you do? How do you prepare for it? All right, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. We're coming right back with more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Baby boomers are facing some critical retirement planning decisions that involve their Social Security benefits. So many variables can impact a sound Social Security strategy. Your work history, your spousal benefits, and of course, the age at which you take benefits, among others. If you have questions about your options for Social Security, take 15 minutes to watch a free online video available now. 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. This free informative program is hosted by Lucia Capital Group Chairman Ray Lucia Jr.
What you're about to see is what I believe to be some of the most important information you need to know about Social Security.
Joining Ray for this free presentation, Lucia Capital Group Chief Financial Planning Officer Rick Plum.
For example, if your full retirement age is 66, then you will receive a 25% reduction in your benefit if you claim at age 62.
9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security is a free online video available now on demand at wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. If you're facing Social Security decisions, don't miss this free program online on demand at wealthed.com.
Let's talk about longevity and taking that into account.
Get insights about issues that affect millions of individuals and couples trying to make informed Social Security decisions.
The timing of the benefits can create a couple of planning opportunities that may help you manage the benefits you receive over both your lifetimes.
Watch 9 Vital Steps to Navigating Your Social Security. Then schedule an appointment with a Lucia Capital Group advisor to learn how to integrate Social Security benefits, which can be calculated as part of your retirement planning strategy. Go to wealthed.com, as in wealth education, wealthed.com. Social Security rules can be complex. For more information on Social Security benefits, go to ssa.gov or call 800-772-1213. Lucia Capital Group and its affiliates are not endorsed by or affiliated with the Social Security Administration. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum offer advisory services through Lucia Capital Group, an investment advisor. Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer, member SIPC. Ray Lucia Jr. and Rick Plum representatives.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour, use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need SpotOnWebsite.com. At SpotOnWebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. SpotOnWebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at SpotOnWebsite.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Don't ask me why. Actually, this is I don't mind this song at all. But we're also doing you folks a favor while this eclipse is going on, in the sense that we are not playing Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart. All right? That's just that. Don't think it's all right. That's from us to you. All right? This is how nice we are. We won't do that at all.
See, don't scare people away, because the majority of it's over, and now it's in the way.
We just did it again. I mean, you would think we'd be talking about, you know, finance and stuff, but this is really an historic thing here.
So people are now starting to tune back in because it's coming out of the eclipse.
Yeah, but certain areas are still, it's still quite dark. As I said, I have my handy dandy digital.
Which you won't share.
No, I'm not going to share. I didn't share it again either. You really think? Okay, fine. You want it? Here, take it.
Oh, yeah. A lot of good it does me now.
Well, there's still some left. You know why? You're just jealous because your wife didn't make you one. My wife made me the eclipse viewer yesterday.
She cares about you, I guess.
She does care about me. Plus, she's a school teacher, and she's good with little crafty things. And heck, there was one left over, so.
So your wife is really crafty, huh?
Ah, that she is. Anyway. Okay. Welcome to the professional program, folks, talking about money here, 877-PLANNER. Well, we're having a little fun. I mean, why not? You know, I think folks are out. We have a screen in the studio that tells us where, you know, gives us a live shot, and we can look directly at that, I'm told.
Yeah.
So we're looking at that, and it's really very cool. It's just starting to come out of the phase. I don't know where they're watching this. Oh, this says Lincoln City, Oregon.
Yes.
All right. So you folks in Lincoln City, they're all outside. They're all outside watching.
Yeah, just anyway. North of my sister-in-law's restaurant in Depot Bay. Make sure.
Yeah, it looks like a sliver of a moon. It's really, really weird, wild, wacky stuff. Okay, so our topic at hand, just because this is why we're here, is to talk a little bit about retiring early. I cannot in any way relate this to eclipse stuff. So we're not going to do any transitional material. We're just going to go right to the idea of retiring early, because I know some people are concerned about this. You know, when I was in my 20s, I, along with a whole bunch of other people, maybe less so me, but a lot of my friends, they all said, and they still do, people that age, still say they're going to retire at age 55. That seemed to be the age that just appeared to be old enough to retire. Most of us can't do that, as we found out. Professor, you're past that age. I'll be past that age in a couple of years. And no, I mean, you know, we're not going to be able to do it. But there are people who can. There are people who happen to have enough money saved up. Maybe they have a nice pension. Whatever the case may be, they decide that they're going to hang it up at age 55. Some things that they need to be concerned about, Professor Plum. Money, of course, it's got to last longer. But here's one of the things that I think you've talked to people before, and you mentioned somebody earlier that said, I got to figure out what to do with my life.
Right. There's a lot of time left.
Yeah.
And sleeping in till 10 every day isn't necessarily the goal they want to keep forever.
No. Now, I know some folks that retired right about age 55-ish or so. I have some relatives of mine. And they're still kind of going strong. You know, they're doing a lot of traveling, and so because they have plenty of money to be able to do that, which is nice. But I just wonder, after you've traveled, you know, and you're young enough to do it, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years, and you've done all that, you look and I would think you might look and say, well, now what? What do I do? So how do you address that problem?
Well, unfortunately, it's difficult to address. Just, it's not a financial question. It's an emotional one.
Right.
So when you're looking forward to retirement, what are you going to do in retirement? Now, the person I talked to who retired very early, they went back to and did it. They went, got a job. They went back and they, it wasn't that they needed the money, but they enjoyed the social interaction and they were doing something they felt was worthwhile. They, it was more charitable. It was more, you know, they were getting paid a little bit, you know, but it wasn't the reason they were working. They were just having a good time, and they, and the, that interaction with other people is what they really were looking for, especially as young as they were. But a lot of retirees, they keep working or they keep doing something, whether it's charitable, whether it's travel, mm-hmm. you know, but one of the hardest things to do when you retire is that transition from having a structured day-to-day, you know, work, you know, get up, go to work, you know, have breakfast, go to work, and lunch, you, talking with people, and then coming home and usually having a little bit of time to do a few things around the house or wherever, and then starting it over again the next day. Changing from that into, what are we going to do today? And I've unfortunately seen people change, you know, their opinions of themselves as far as value and what they're going through. And it's a big emotional change.
Yeah.
So when you're getting ready for retirement, and this goes for any age, you know, look into the future, at least try, and see, okay, what is it that I want to do? Other than not going to work. You know, I want to retire because I can't stand going to work anymore. There has, from what I have seen from retirees, there has to be something more than just that. Because you have to have something to fill your day. And so it's an emotional yeah. transition. And so be prepared for it. Now, when you're less than 59 and a half, less than 65, you know, those are the big numbers. You know, one of them is where you have unfettered access to your retirement accounts of any type without any penalties. One of them is where your health insurance can change over to Medicare and you can pick up that side of it. You don't have to worry about as much.
That's the age 65. The 59 and a half is when yeah. you can have that so-called unfettered access.
If you're underneath those numbers, now it also becomes a financial decision of not only do you have enough money, do you have access to the money?
So let's say you're 55, Professor Plum. What do you do? You want to be able to access the money in your retirement account. Some of it has to do with age 55 as well, and depending on when you left your work.
Right. 55 is a key age for retirement plans at work, your 401k, profit sharing plan, things of that nature. You can potentially access those plans without a penalty, assuming your administrator at work will let you, as long as you've terminated employment in the year that you reach 55 or later. So if you have IRA money, if you have your 401k money, and you're retiring before 59 and a half, a lot of times people will, if their administrator will let them take periodic distributions, leave money at the 401k. Leave enough money there to support their needs from the 55, 56, 57, whenever they retired, until 59 and a half or later when they can get to their IRAs without penalty. Leave enough there. It works very good with the thrift savings plan to leave enough money in the G fund there and start a distribution. You can do one-time partial distribution and then set up a payment for however many years it takes to get past that 59 and a half. It's a matter of how do we create access, efficient access. Now, a lot of people will look at, John mentioned it earlier, a 72T election from an IRA. All the money I have is in the IRA, or I'm retiring before 55, so I don't have that special rule for 401ks. How do I get the money out that I need? Most of my money is in 401ks, IRAs. It's in tax-deferred accounts. I've got plenty of it. It's just that I know it's going to be taxable, but do I really want to pay a 10% penalty too? Structuring a payment. But unfortunately, that structured payment is structured. You have to make sure that it fits. You have to make sure that the payment that's coming out of it, which in today's economic environment with today's interest rates is fairly low compared to what we saw 10, 15 years ago. Can you live on that? Do we need to supplement that from some other source? How are we going to get the money? It's just a matter of accessing the money in an efficient manner. We've seen people who retired, you know, 48, 50 years of age, who had some money in Roth IRAs. Enough money in Roth IRAs to create a distributable event to meet their needs that they anticipate, more a little bit over that, for the next 6 years. And what did they do? This is, some of them were, and then taking distributions every year. Not of the converted principal, because remember, converted principal has to stay there for 5 years. But they had money in there that they could yep. take out which allowed each year's conversion to season enough so that when they did get to that converted amount, it was 6 years old. They could take it out. So they were stair-stepping it along the way.
That's like
it
a ladder.
Flexible.
It was a laddered conversion. What was it?
It was exactly that, basically.
Yeah.
But it was, once they were able to take the money out, it was penalty-free and tax-free or, at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, so you got to be able to make it to 59 and a half. If you leave work in age 55 or later and you have a 401k from that employer, as you said, you can and have...
Different ways to get the money out. 55 from your current employer's 401k or retirement plan. Mm-hmm. Not former employer. It's not that I can retire at 49 and wait until I turn 55 to take money out.
No.
You have to terminate employment. And it's only that one company's plan that you can have access to without a penalty. You can't, have three former 401ks and retire at 55 and get money from any one of your 401ks. Only the employer that you terminated employment from in the year that you turn 55 or later. So it's only a fairly short window. So, but it's access. And it avoids 10% penalties. And if you live in a state like California, their penalty too.
Any state with a high debt, Oregon, any of those with the.
Well, California has a premature penalty. Not all states have a penalty.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, yeah, but then you've got taxes.
You got taxes either way.
Okay, 877 Planner. We'll take your calls when we come back. Got some folks on hold. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-752-6637. Bucket Strategy Investing continues right after this.
How has retirement planning changed for a nation of baby boomers? We are a generation that needs to rely on ourselves and take control of our retirement plans. The Employee Benefit Research Institute calculates 28% of all retirees had traditional pensions in 1979. 30 years later, that number dropped to 3%. Just 3% of retirees could rely on pension plans for retirement income. At Lucia Capital Group, we customize retirement strategies for baby boomers, aware of the unique challenges of this generation. You may live 30 years or more in retirement. A Lucia Capital Group bucket strategy is designed to meet the needs boomers have today and the many years you may live in retirement. Schedule a complimentary consultation. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click free portfolio review at wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. How much time do you spend worrying about money? A recent survey by a major investment firm found that on average, investors spend an hour and 20 minutes each day worrying about money. That adds up to 475 hours a year. And what exactly are we stressing about? Respondents to the survey said their top three concerns are a catastrophic event using up their retirement funds, living longer, and their retirement funds not keeping up with inflation. If your financial fears are causing you to worry hundreds of hours each year, spend 1 hour in a complimentary consultation with a Lucia Capital Group advisor. If you're concerned about outliving your money or the threat of inflation, turn to the experience and guidance of a Lucia Capital Group retirement strategist. Call 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or schedule a consultation by clicking Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
+877-752-6637. Another hour coming up right after this one. So hang on to your hats for more of the best in money information. A couple things coming up next hour, by the way. We've got this article that says Powerball and other lotteries don't replace taxes, they add to them. We'll talk about that because apparently nobody won again last Saturday. Did you hear that?
I really don't pay that much attention to the
I don't either, but it says it on the sub headline here that nobody won. It's now $650 million. So we have that. And by the way, had an interesting conversation between a client in Social Security.
Yes.
And we'll talk about this coming up because this is stuff once again that you need to know and understand that even the advice that you get from Social Security might not be
advice for first thing.
Well, it probably shouldn't be advice. But even some of the rules they explain may not always be correct.
Yes.
This is not a sweeping generalization, but it is in a way. All right, 877-PLANNER, back to the phone lines. Patricia next in Grass Valley, California. Hi, Patricia.
Hello there.
How are you today?
I'm doing just great, and from the sounds of it, so are you.
Well, we are. It's the whole you know, lack of... Where I am, it's like 60% of the
maximum.
Sun. Maximum was
it's
gone.
It's already passed.
Yeah, and it's already passed where we are, but it's just sort of... It adds a light atmosphere to what's been sort of a really heavy year full of news. Anyway. All right, so how can we help you today?
Well, I have a question about... whether I might, maybe I should invest in a duplex.
Can you turn your radio down, Patricia? Can you turn your radio down for me?
Sure.
That'd be great. It's just we're getting some feedback back there.
We're hearing ourselves after the fact.
That's right.
Okay, there we go.
All right, so go ahead. So a duplex, you said.
Yeah, I have I just sold my house. I'm a 72-year-old widow. I should probably tell you that first. I just sold my house. I'll have about $280,000 to spend.
Okay.
And I stumbled across this duplex for $165,000. It's a little two-bedroom, one bath, then a one-bedroom, one bath. They rent for about $1,500 a month. And my thought was that I could buy the duplexes for $165,000, keep $100,000 to put on the house that I buy to live in,
okay.
And I wanted to get another opinion.
So you're looking to pay cash for the duplex?
Uh-huh.
And then use the rents, the net cash flow from the duplex, to pay the mortgage on your new house?
Exactly.
Okay. Do you enjoy being a landlord?
I don't know.
Okay, well, might as well try something new, right?
Might as well. I'm always up for an adventure.
And that's what it may be.
Now, you said it rents for 15. Is it 1500 each side, or is it 1500 total between the two of them?
1500 total.
Okay, so have you done a projection of what the cost of the mortgage is going to be, what the cost of the property tax, the insurance, the maintenance, and everything on the current duplex is going to be to determine whether or not you actually have the proper cash flow to be able to make this work?
Mm-hmm.
And how much extra per month will you be able to pocket over and above all the expenses of being of the rental with, and then also making the mortgage payment on your house?
Well, it depends what goes wrong with the rental.
Exactly. So if it's break even, I don't want to do it.
Okay.
If it's a significant extra cash flow every month, then you can. It's obviously risky. It's got more risk to it because you have to deal with what could go wrong, what the renters could do to it. If they bail out in the middle of the night, you don't get rent, and so I mean, obviously, it has risk to it, and it has to do with, you know, one way you've paid cash, you don't have to worry about your house. All you have to do is make, you know, the payments for your property taxes on your own place.
Right.
The other one, you're relying on that income to obviously cover the expenses within those rentals, but also pay for your mortgage. And so that financially, in a long run, if you can, if it's got a good price with good cash flow, your heirs will probably love you for doing it. But is this about you or your heirs? And do you because the other side of it is, do you want to worry about being a landlord and what's happening at those rentals? And so I would want to look and see, okay, if I had a couple for the, you know, look at my annual expenses expected, my annual expenses known, and my cash flow, and I would really want to be able to make this thing work with, you know, 10 months of income from the place, or maybe even less.
Okay.
Because do I really, at retirement, want to be worried about where I'm coming up with mortgage payments? So it's all about how much extra cash flow is involved. If you've got a good cushion, you still have a good emergency fund, you've got a lot of extra cash flow to make up for the unexpected, then this will probably make, as I mentioned, your heirs fairly happy. If it's fairly tight, where 1 month maybe of a vacancy may be okay, but 2 months is really going to put you in the red, then I probably wouldn't do it.
Okay. No, I think I could probably, I know I could cover it, you know, for several months if I had to.
Okay. Now, remember, just not having the income is only part of the issue, because usually when you have vacancies, you have even more expenses than normal. You have to paint. You have to, and sometimes redo the carpeting. A lot of times you have to redo a lot of stuff inside the rental.
Sounds like you're giving her all the bad stuff. Which,
I am, because I want her to tell me that it still works in her mind and she wants to do it.
Well,
okay, yeah.
It's just some stuff to think about, Patricia.
Right.
Not that it wouldn't work. It could work beautifully.
It could work out wonderfully. And it could work out especially wonderfully for your heirs. Because over a long period of time, assuming you buy it appropriately, you don't overpay, and you've got good cash flow, it could be a good deal for you and for your heirs going forward. Because not only would you have the cash flow to make the mortgage payment, that leverage will help your net worth. But is that enough of a reason to... Unfortunately, with rental properties, you have things to deal with. And do you want to be dealing with them at this point in life? And if you say, sure, because the benefit is much better than the grief, then it makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I got to take a break for the top of the hour, Patricia. If you have any other questions, I think you also sent an email on this, and we may have answered it. But if you have other questions, I can have Professor Plum go over it with you off the air. Just something to think about is all. And things happen, and as long as you're prepared to deal with whatever might happen, this is true in anything with finance.
Good tenants.
Yeah.
You know, be conservative on your estimates.
You have to know what you're getting into. Okay, Antonio, hold on a second. In Windsor Locks, Connecticut, we'll get to your question. Just got to take a quick break for the top of the hour. We're going to come back with more if you want to talk to Professor Plum off the air, like Patricia or any of the other Lucia Capital Group advisors. 800-644-1150. Another hour just ahead. Don't go away.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.